Hey, Father's Day is on the way.
And your dad is the next stop on the Gorillas Cash Money train.
No freaking way.
Are you serious?
Last month, we did the mom noms.
Thank you.
Now we want to get your dad paid for being awesome.
All week on The Morning Show,
you can nominate your dad or any legendary father figure in your life
for a $500 Father's Day cash prize
and eternal backyard barbecue bragging rights.
Listen to Ryan on the Gorilla Morning Show
and text us at 7:30
to nominate any dad who deserves some extra green this month.
Give your dad the ultimate honor.
A moment of glory on the Gorilla.
And a wad of cash money.
I am excited. That's awesome.
Don't miss the Dad Awards.
All week leading up to Father's Day.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You know what today is?
Weird.
Let's get weird!
Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Let's get weird!
You're already there.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. It'll be a fun show.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
That's weird. Okay, let's go.
It's showtime.
So much happening this week on Gorilla. Happy Hot Gorilla Summer 2026, by the way. So much going down. The Dad Awards are happening this week. Make sure you're listening for those. Yeah, the Dad Awards are going down, getting people some big money, $500 every day to a different dad on the coast. More tickets for the Do Portugal Circus. More tickets, too, for the 78th Annual Mississippi Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. That's on the way over the 4th of July weekend. This summer is just getting cooking. Happy Wednesday here on 95.3
Gorilla. 95.3
Gorilla
with another winner.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Ryan from Gorilla. Who's this?
This is Lindsay.
Good morning, Lindsay. Hey, we got your nomination for your dad. We got your nom for Dave this morning.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to say thank you for nominating him. And out of the hundreds of nominations we got, he is the winner of the Dad Awards today.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations to your dad. Yeah, we have a big prize for him. It's $500 from Gorilla.
Being an awesome
Thank
dad. You so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for nominating him. Is he right there with you? Can we try and get him on the phone? How do we want to tell him?
He's not with me right now. He's probably at work currently.
Okay, so do you want to try and call him, or should we text him, or how should we tell him?
We can text him.
Amazing.
If that's okay.
Okay, perfect. Let's do it. David Moss Point, you nominated him because you said he's an amazing dad, and he's been fighting some stuff in the last year too, right? You said that he's been fighting cancer?
Yes, he has.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How's he doing? Is he all right?
He's doing good. He's doing great right now. He just went to the beach, actually, this past weekend.
Oh, good. That's fantastic. Well, I hope he's doing well. Congratulations to you and to your dad, Dave. Let's text him. Let's let him know. He just got $500 this morning from Gorilla. Thank you so much for the nomination.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, hang on the phone for me. It's Gorilla with more money coming up tomorrow on 95.3.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So I was actually kind of shocked by this. A new national survey says that almost 70% of us have lent money to a friend. Mm-hmm. Yep, we gave a friend some cash with the expectation that it would be paid back. 70% of us. And it just kind of wasn't. Yeah, it just sort of never was. Yeah, so I want to know this morning, if you want to call me up, do you have a friend that owes you money? How much? You want to put him on blast? You want to put him on air? Here we go. Let's air out this laundry. Oh, and the phones are lighting up. Who's first? Jim says he gave money to his cousin for a big life event. Jim, what happened?
I gave him $3,000 to help him out with his down payment on his house.
Uh-oh. How long ago was this?
And that was a little over 2 years ago. And he just went out and bought like a brand new shotgun, like hunting, paid almost $600 for that. And yep. He posted all over Facebook. And
yeah, that's how that goes, man. See, this is why you don't lend money to friends or family. You can gift it. If you have money to give as a gift, that's great. There's no expectation that you give it back, right? If it's a gift, it's fun. It's great. It's fine. But if it's a loan, and yeah. This is turning into the Dave Ramsey show pretty quick. How about you? Did you give any money to a close friend or family member? And where is it? Who's next? Shayla tossed a few $100 to a friend. Shayla, what happened?
It's only like $200, but I lost a lot of money. I let a girl move in with me for 5 months, and I went into almost financial ruin because her son moved in as well.
Oh, no.
And they both owe me money.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You give them an inch. Listen to me. What happened to me? I've turned into a monster. Well, yeah, but you know, that's why generosity needs to have limits to it. You know what I mean? Like, you want to move into my house? Awesome. When are you leaving? You got to set that checkout date when you move in. You know what I mean?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
I love this. Jamie Lee Curtis and Mariska Hargitay, two of my favorite women from Hollywood, having a heated debate about how to pronounce Los Angeles.
You explained to me that you had come back to Los Angeles, that you had gone through the beginning of the storage unit.
I'm trying not
stuff.
To laugh because you just said Los Angeles.
Okay, we had this argument. And
he says Los Angeles.
Okay, but what do you call it? Los Feliz.
Yes, but we're not talking about
you
Los Feliz.
You don't say Las Feliz.
You don't say Los Angeles unless...
Los Angeles.
You don't. And if I had like a jury here, everyone would vote for me. Go ahead.
Hey, who
this
says
so
Los Feliz?
But from now on, I'm going to say...
Okay, somebody... You probably live there. Do you live there
you
in Los Feliz?
Do you say Los Angeles?
So you say Los Angeles?
Nobody says that.
Okay, well, anyway.
You guys, please, God, let's move on.
Oh, ladies, I love it. I absolutely love it. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani appears to confirm that Taylor and Travis are getting married at Madison Square Garden, of all places. What?
We are the biggest city in the country. We are used to big events, and we are incredibly excited for this one. We know it coincides with the Knicks finals run. We know it coincides with July 4th, America 250, Taylor Swift's wedding, all happening at the same time. And we are so excited to welcome the world here.
Uh-oh, there he goes. The mayor spilling the beans. Maybe he's on the guest list. Who knows? Former Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak raising eyebrows after he shared a puzzling update after his recent retirement.
Hi, I know a lot of you have been wondering, asking me how I'm doing, and I'm enjoying life. I moved here to Montana, and everything's going just great. So I just want to say hello. You'll have to excuse me. I have some cattle to attend to. Here, boy.
Okay, this is really strange. He said, I've moved here to Montana. Excuse me, I have some cattle to attend to. You can hear a cow mooing. And then he's standing in front of a tropical beach. And it doesn't look like it's AI. So is this a joke? Is Pat Sajak okay?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
How old is Mr. Manilow? Barry is turning how old today? Barry Manilow is 83 today. Happy birthday, sir. Luke Bryan, the country singer. I thought he was like 35. No, he's 50 today. 100 fishing, loving every day. Today is the day back in 1994 that Los Angeles police chased OJ and the Ford Bronco for an hour and a half on live television. My God.
We also know that he has a cellular phone there, and the Los Angeles Police Department has some very excellent psychologists on their staff, people who are crisis counselors, if you will, and that is a definite possibility that they are trying to make contact with OJ on the telephone.
And we all know what happened next. He was acquitted. Yeah. Yeah. On this day, June 17th, all the way back in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived here in the U.S. aboard a French ship as a gift from the people of France.
I am for open immigration, but that sign we have in the front of the Statue of Liberty, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Can't we just say, hey, the door's open, we'll take whoever you got? Do we have to specify the wretched refuse? I mean, why don't we just say, give us the unhappy, the sad, the slow, the ugly, people that can't drive, if they have trouble merging, if they can't stay in their lane, if they don't signal, can't parallel park, if they're sneezing, if they're stuffed up, if they're clogs, if they have bad penmanship, don't return calls, if they have dandruff.
The legendary Mr. Jerry Seinfeld right there. Today is also National Root Beer Day. How many of these can you recognize?
Root beer?
Root beer gay!
Ooh, root beer!
Root beer, cold.
It's like root beer.
More root beer?
Yeah.
Where's my root beer?
Oh, look, root beer.
Root beer is super water.
Ooh, is that root beer?
I really prefer root beer.
A root beer fixes everything.
Let's go get a root beer.
I like root beer, I'm thirsty.
All right, get the root beer ready.
I just covered myself in root beer and danced around like a dummy.
You took the last two root beers. Give me one.
No.
Here we go, one root beer for you.
Oh, thank you.